Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So I've been in Spain this weekend. I went to Lloret de Mar. And there was a gig last night for lots of sports students who were well up for it. And they're still there now playing hockey and football and rugby and even frisbee and stuff, which apparently is a sport these days.
Is that going to be in the Olympics?
I don't know, but they play it. Anyway, so they're not listening, so anyway, fine. I went to Lloret de Mar, and it was brilliant, really nice, really wet, and it's my birthday, obviously, on Saturday.
Really good, happy birthday, sorry.
Thank you very much.
You.
It's quite good when it falls on a Saturday, isn't it, because you have to get me anything, really good.
Yeah.
I went to this amazing restaurant last night, so good. You know sometimes when you're abroad and you're in a restaurant, and the English is sometimes a little bad, but it's good of them to try and translate it in the first place.
Yeah, they try.
Because we wouldn't do that, would we?
No.
We never would. But I'd like you to check out some of the menu that I did actually have to take a picture of last night on my phone, because it is so immense.
Okay, so...
Okay, go through it.
The meat.
Yeah.
Ribs of lamb to the ember.
Yep.
Yeah, number 70 is entrecote to the member. To the ember, sorry. It's a bit blurry.
Surprisingly, I didn't have that one.
Sausage.
Entrecote to the member.
Sausage of Girona, but they've put that in capitals like it's a man's name. Chicken to the grate. What is that like? Grated chicken?
I don't know. I didn't have it.
Breast of chicken to the lemon. Oh,
it's really bad as well.
But my favourite is bite of hamburger.
Is that number 73 on the menu?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So just one bite.
My friend had that.
One bite. Was it a proper hamburger?
Well, misleading, really, because it was a whole hamburger. And I was just expecting just a hamburger with a bite out of it, or just maybe one small bite of hamburger.
What did you have?
I had lasagna.
Did you? Was that the lasagna of meat, number 57?
Yeah, I did.
I like the pastas. Penne arrabbiata is tomatoes, cherry and bobbies. I don't know what a bobby is, but it sounds
good. Really bad, because I was laughing when I was reading the menu, and that poor lady was like, is it not good English? I was like, no, it's fine.
What did she say when you asked her what 56 was? Macaronis with ham, mushrooms and scum. Bless them, though. They've tried really hard, but that doesn't even sound like anything, does it?
No, but also it doesn't even say and scum. It says mushrooms, scum.
Or, the best one, tagliatelle to the sailor's blouse, which is shrimps, zucchini and basil.
What's that?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to still work out what that means.
Oh.
What's tagliatelle to the sailor's blouse?
Maybe it's a local speciality. I would have ordered it just to see what it was if it came in a shirt.
Don't understand. Anyway, they can't hear me, but I'm very sorry to that lady for laughing at your menu last night.
It's handmade, anyway. It looks good.
It does look good. I should have had it.
Bite of
really.
Hamburger.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hiya, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
It's Ellis, mate.
Where are you, Ellis?
I'm in Bishop Stortford.
What's occurring?
I was just saying that I broke my arm playing frisbee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, they call it ultimate frisbee. But, it's like a non-contact sport and everything.
Right.
But, I broke my arm.
Where was this?
Well, we play at our school.
Right.
In PE lessons, just as a bit of a change.
Right.
And, I was diving for it, and I sort of got rugby tackled, and fell awkwardly on my arm and broke it.
So it is quite dangerous.
Yeah, no, it's dangerous.
What happens?
Stuff.
Is it just two people in the same room to try and catch it, or do you have to get it past someone, or what? I don't know.
It's like two teams of people, like 11 people on the team, and it's kind of like a cross between netball and, well, frisbee, really. And so you can't move when you've got the frisbee, and you've got to, like, right in front of you into, like, an end zone, so sort of like American football as well.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, amazing sport. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, I need to say sorry then, don't I, to all frisbee players,
because maybe
I was slightly demeaning to it as a sport, and said that the people in Lloret de Mar maybe weren't as good as the hockey players or the football players or the rugby players for playing frisbee, when in fact they clearly are.
No, they are, yep.
Wow, and you broke your arm, when was this?
This was about 6 months ago, 8 months ago,
Ow, 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 ow. Right, sorry frisbee fans.
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you too, Scott.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
So I was in Spain over the weekend and had a really, really good menu in this place last night, including tagliatelle of the sailor's blouse, which I didn't have in the end. But there's lots of explanations coming in as to what that might be on the menu.
Someone thinks it might be a bad translation of seafood sauce.
It's not, though, is it?
No, seafood dressing. Sauce doesn't work, does it? Sorry.
So seafood dressing is
like
sailor's blouse
is dressing, and then seafood sailor. No, it doesn't work in any way.
Have you looked it up for me?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing for sailor's blouse
on
Google.
I think it was unique to that restaurant.
No food related things to sailor's blouse anyway. Weird. No idea. Hey, Nick.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm all right. Where are you today?
Up in Edinburgh working.
How can I help you?
Just something similar. Was in Marbella.
Yeah.
And fancied something a little bit different than traditional Spanish tapas and popped into a traditional Spanish Chinese restaurant.
Oh, you do, yeah.
Familiar with the menu.
Yeah.
Translated into English. Had a main dish that was casserole of happy families.
Casserole of happy families?
Yes.
Did you have it? I would.
A friend of mine did order it, yes, was a little bit disappointed to find that it was mainly mixed meats, no bobbing sort of Russian doll things in it or anything.
Oh, weird, okay. That would be disappointing.
It would be.
Yeah. I love you, Nick.
All right, love you too, Scott.
I'm really glad I didn't have the sailor's blouse now, I think.
Someone else has texted in saying they went on holiday to France and on the menu was something called flap meat. Apparently it was steak, but the husband was disappointed.
You would be, wouldn't you? Mm. Yeah. Also, the Frisbee people have been on. With their injuries. Could you stop that now? Because it's making me go, ah. And then someone on the text says, Ari Frisbee. Remember, Scott, if a dog can play it, it's not a sport.
What?
How does that work,
Is that
then?
How the Olympic Committee decide it, then?
But running... dogs can run, can't they?
Dogs can... Yes, the last time I checked, dogs can run, yeah.
So they can do the 100 metres, so is that not a sport anymore?
I don't know.
No, bam.
But apparently, if a dog can play it, then it's not a sport. So Frisbee fans, sorry. Not a sport.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Chappers may be away, but you've still been annoying him, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this all started a while ago when Chappers played a trick on Becky, pretended to be from IT support.
Right.
If you can just take...
Do you not just want to disinfrag
the hard drive, I need you to take 2 steps back from your computer and put your hands on your head.
Right, okay, I've just moved away.
Oh, you've been trying to get him back ever since, but it's not actually been really that good, has
well,
it?
Well, some of them worked.
What, like this?
Hello, is that Mark Chappers Chapman of Chappers and Dave?
Yeah.
Hello, is Tatiana Ali calling from the Sultan of Brunei's office?
Is who?
Tatiana Ali.
He fell for that one.
He did not.
He did.
Or this one.
Hello?
Mark.
Yes.
Sebastian Coe again. Did you get my message?
What?
Sebastian Coe here. Lord Coe. I am a lord.
Sebastian Coe?
Yes.
Right, the first rule of a prank call is not to laugh.
He did fall for that one. He said afterwards, I did really well. No, he didn't.
Clearly didn't. So, Chappers may be on holiday, but I understand you've got him proper this time,
yes,
have you?
Yes, I really have this time.
Okay, the prank wars continue in the next half hour.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, for a while, Becky's been desperate to get Chappers back, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Since he made that call.
Well, he prank called me.
Yeah,
and
he started
I
it.
Stupidly fell for it, so then I wanted to prove that he'd fall for mine.
Now, Chappers is on holiday this week, so you've called him,
mm-hmm.
and you got him properly this time.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is probably my best one.
I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Hello?
Hola!
Hello?
Señor Chapman? This is Maria from the hotel reception.
Which hotel?
Your hotel. I'm sorry to call you at this time, but I wanted to speak to you alone to avoid any embarrassment. The special film that you ordered is not available for today, I'm afraid.
Where are you from?
Your hotel. You know
But where are you from?
The hotel that you are staying at.
Yeah, but where are you from?
Well, that saucy film with the ladies that you are planning on watching in your room, unfortunately, it is not available.
Right.
The one with the ladies who like ladies.
Right.
But, you know, we have no ladies' films like...
Where are you from?
Your hotel. The only films...
Don't you get arsy with me.
From Barcelona.
From Barcelona? the Barcelona in Italy?
No, the Barcelona in Spain. The one with the no ladies and ladies' films. The only film we have is with Dame Judi Dench.
Right. Okay. What, with other ladies?
No, not that one. Instead, I got you a film with some men who like men.
Right. I'm not in a hotel, though.
You're on your holiday in a hotel?
I'm not.
You need to speak to my colleague, Raoul.
Raoul?
Senor Chapman?
Yes.
You will love this film. It is my favourite, with the men who like men.
Blimey, where are you from? Delhi?
Let me put you back on to Maria. She will sort out you seeing the film in your room tonight.
Right.
Hello, Mr. Chapman.
He's got a deep voice, hasn't he?
He is very deep. You want to see the film you recommend?
He's very deep. Do I want what?
You want to see the film with the men and men?
I'm not in a hotel, love.
I've run out of script.
Have you...
Do you want any room service or anything?
Can I just talk to Raoul again?
Hang on, Mr. Chapman.
Hello?
Right, sorry, Raoul, I got that wrong. Can you put me back onto Maria?
Hola?
God, you're very good.
I must go now, sorting out more films for more residents.
All right, what, all men on men?
Yes. Bye! Oh, bye-bye! Bye. What did you say?
Au revoir!
Au revoir! No, adios! Adios, Senor Chapman!
Right, really good.
Listening back to it, it didn't go as well as I thought it maybe had done. This is Maria from the hotel reception.
Which hotel?
Your hotel.
I like it you just kept ploughing on through. Even
I'm not in a hotel, though.
You're on your holiday in our hotel?
I'm not.
Why were you pretending to be Spanish?
Because I assumed he'd gone to Spain.
Why?
Because no one told me otherwise. I thought, where do most people go on holiday? Spain.
He's
he
not
must
even
be
gone.
There.
He's not gone away.
Oh,
he's not gone anywhere.
Well, someone could have told me.
Also,
you want to see the film with the men and men?
I'm not in a hotel, love.
You did keep on about the hotel. He's not in a. And also, there was clearly not an international ringtone.
I did wonder that, but you know.
Listen. From that, you maybe should have known. Scott Mills. Radio 1. What happened on Come Dine With Me at the weekend? Because apparently it was amazing.
It was a brilliant...
I like that show.
I've got some clips, but unfortunately, it contains a spoiler. So if you've got it on your hard disk recorder thing, videotape, then don't listen.
Hard disk recorder videotape?
You know, like two things. Some people have got those hard disk recorder things, some people have got videos.
Okay, cool. So, yes, look away now, please, from Radio 1 if you don't want to know who won it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, basically, there is this amazing woman on there called Laura.
Mm-hmm.
All that money!
Dun, dun, dun!
Oh, Mrs.
So is this the bit where they find out who's won?
And it's at her house, so she has the pleasure of reading out who's come, like, third, second, third.
All that money!
Dun, dun, dun!
Oh, Mrs.
Do they put it under a little kind of a silver tray, don't they, and go,
they
da-da?
They fold it up like a scroll, don't they, with a little bow, and then she has to reveal it.
OK.
In fourth place, no surprises. Congratulations, Matt.
Why the congratulations?
Well, you're in fourth place. At least you were still on the list.
Oh, my God.
I love her honesty. No surprises.
No surprises there.
Fourth place. No surprises. Congratulations, Matt.
And in third place, we have... Christine. Woo! Christine.
Yeah, well done, Christine. Yeah, she really means that.
I love it, though. The whole way through, she's, like, secretly going, it's going to be me, I'm going to win it.
In second place is my good self. Woo! That is Neil, you're first! Hooray!
She doesn't mean that at all.
She really
does. I can hear
she
her teeth
really
gritting.
Didn't.
You're first! Hooray!
You're first! God.
Congratulations! Well done.
It was a close call, darling.
Congratulations! Well done. It was a close call.
She's not bitter.
Not at all.
And at least at no point does she let her true feelings out.
I'm
absolutely devastated I came sloppy seconds, as I think I deserve to win.
Love her. I'm going to watch that tonight.
She was amazing.
Okay. Also, thank you to Matthew in Cambridge, who spotted this little thing on Five Live, Radio Five Live over the weekend, with Donald McIntyre off of Dancing on Ice.
Didn't he use... He used to be off of investigative journalism, didn't he? With, like,
really?
Hoodlums and terrorists and, like, all that sort of stuff. And the next thing is on ice skates in Lycra. That's quite a career change.
Did
I
he
quite
used to
like
do that,
it.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm sure he used to do
I
that,
didn't know him
didn't
as being in those, like,
he used to go, like,
suits.
Undercover. He's not going to be able to do that now, turn up in his sequins.
Oh, it's him off Dancing on Ice. That's blown it, hasn't it?
Trying to get him with the football thugs.
Anyway, Donald off the ice was interviewing a bloke called Billy Ocean, who was a very successful singer in the 1980s, but now, by the sounds of this thing, has fallen on hard times.
How does it feel to be back on the game?
Great, new experience. I'm enjoying it a lot more than I did the first time.
Oh, poor Billy. Times are hard.
How does it feel to be back on the game?
And thank you to Gemma in Worcester, who is watching American Idol over the weekend on ITV2. That's not hard to do because it's on every 5 seconds. And she spotted this from that new judge. If you've seen American Idol, that new judge that no one actually knows who she is or what she does.
Cara
Guardia. Her. I'm not sure I like her either.
No.
She's a bit snidey, I find.
She's no Paula Abdul, is she?
She's no Cheryl Cole. Anyway, Cara Diaguardi had some words to say on American Idol.
I got 6 words for you. One of the best performances of the night.
Right, could you count them for me again?
Okay, go
on. With your fingers, let's go.
I got 6 words for you. One of the best performances of the night.
Eight.
I think that's eight. So well done to her there. Podcast. Oh, What's Occurring is now on Thursdays. So Becky's got a new game which she wants to try out today. Okay, so go for it.
It's brilliant.
Okay.
Do you remember the big fact hunt?
Oh, God, that was ages ago.
Years and years ago.
Okay, the big fact hunt.
The big fact hunt on Radio 1.
Was that music current at the time? Is it really that old?
Yeah, man, it's a long time ago. This is, well, we gave you a question... And then people looked up on the internet on their search engine and then text back the answer. This is when the internet was first invented, so, I mean, it was revolutionary at the time.
Always groundbreaking
sounds a bit,
on this show.
Sounds a bit crap now, but at the time, totally brilliant. And the person who got... Am I right? You weren't even here then, were you?
I wasn't born.
The person who got the right answer in first won. And I think they won some kind of mouse mat.
They did. There's still a few of them kicking around upstairs, but they don't actually work, do they?
No.
It's a bit sticky.
We just got a dodgy lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like the big fact hunt, but different.
But different.
Right.
It's called the Shockingly Big Fact Hunt.
Right. Okay, and what happens there then?
This time, there are no prizes. You give out the question. People text in the answer. We give them the length of the next song to text in their answer, and after that, we freeze the text screen. Then, you put on this. Do you remember this?
No.
Yes.
The electric shock collar.
Yeah. If you don't know what it is, it's a collar which you use for dogs to make them behave.
And it gives them, like, a zap.
Before anyone texts in, we don't actually... This isn't right to use on dogs.
We don't endorse
actually,
that.
No.
But quite fun on DJs.
They are good to use on you, yeah.
So... Explain it to me again. What happens?
Basically, you give out the question. There are no prizes. You give out the question. People text in the answer. They've got the length of the next song to answer. And after that, we freeze a text screen. You put this on, right?
The shock collar, yeah.
Yeah. We then go through the top 10 answers. And for every one out of those 10 that's right, you get a shock.
That's
like
rubbish.
No, it's amazing.
Right.
So basically, the more people that get it right, the more chance there is of you being shocked.
Okay. Well, do I just have to think of a question now,
yes.
Right?
You just think of a question and then you'll get zapped. Not too hard, because then we'll know you're cheating.
Okay. I need to do the question now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the name of my brother? There we are.
Is that the question?
Yeah, that's the question. Right, so what happens now? They just have to fact hunt, do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Go fact hunt.
I didn't realise you had that. I was just going to say it.
Fact hunt.
Right, so you text your answer now.
Yeah.
To 81199. Put your name on the text, please.
Yeah. And remember, there are absolutely no prizes. Only text in the right answer if you want Scott to get zapped with this. And then you've got the length of the next song to get your answer in. Then we'll freeze the screen and see how many of you got it right. And
rubbish.
Then.
Okay, what's the name of my brother? Text 81199. Put your name on the text.
Fact hunt.
Real nice picture of me being wired up to the shock collar on the webcam at the moment. A.R. Rahman and Pussycat Dolls and Jai Ho. I really hope that makes you feel bad, one that doesn't speak. Look at the way he's attaching it with glee. OK, so now it's time for this rubbish game. And frankly, Owasa Karen does need to come back soon, I think, every day. It's a lot better, in my opinion. Right, so you have texted in your answers, and we've frozen the text screen before that last track with your text on it. So...
are you ready?
Yeah. OK, the answer to the question... what is my brother's name? Is Wes. Okay?
Right.
So I've got the electric shock collar on. Don't test it again. You've tested
it. I'm not testing it. I'm going to do it fairly.
So what happens now? We go through the answers. Yeah.
Okay. I've got the 10 texts in front of me.
Okay.
This one is from Michael in Lincoln. And he says... Scott Mills' brother is called... Wes.
Ah! Ow!
Are you all right? Should I turn it down?
No.
Okay, the next one is from Gregory. And he says... please play Dizzy Rascal Bonkers. My friend hasn't heard it yet. You're all right. Okay, the next one...
yeah.
Is Craig in Norwich?
Yeah.
And he says, your brother's name is Daniel.
Oh.
Phew.
Thank you.
Right. Emma off of Bogan has been on. And she says, Scott's brother is called Wes.
Ow!
Shock on. She said that, not me.
Ow! Have you turned it up?
No. Oh. It might have slipped to 7 rather than 5,
oh,
sorry.
Dude, please don't try this at home. It's for stupid Radio 1 DJs and people like Becky.
Okay.
Don't do this at home.
Next one's Flora. Do you think she's brainy?
Yeah.
Okay, she says... your brother's called Callum.
Thanks, Flora.
Okay.
I love you.
Lisa says... she's from... she says, I don't know, but shock him anyway.
Ow! That's
sorry,
not fair!
Sorry, that's my
right,
fat
that is
thumb.
Not
sorry,
my,
that was
not
my
fair.
Fat thumb. Sorry.
Right? The idea of the game is that if...
Okay, next one. You've only got 4 left. You've had 6 so
brilliant.
Far. Jonathan off of Geek World. They know a lot about you, don't they?
Well, obviously.
What do you think he said?
Wes? Ow! Ow!
Yes.
Ow, ow!
I think he spelt it wrong, but I gave it to him anyway.
Oh, I hate this. Get on with it.
Okay, Jared's been on.
Right.
What do you think he guessed? By the way, I am giving it to... if they say Mr. Mills, I'm going to give it to
no,
them.
No, that's not fair
well, it's
either.
Technically true, isn't it? Jared said...
ow!
Yeah, he got it right as well. Where's...
ah!
Well done. Right, the second from last one is Ian.
God.
And he says... is his brother's name Wind or maybe Microwave? So, no.
That's rubbish.
Got it wrong.
It's not even funny.
But you should say thank you to him because he saved you from getting shot.
Thanks for the rubbish joke.
And the last one is from John.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
And he thinks your brother's name is... Bob, he says, Scott, you owe me one.
Yes! Get in! Ow!
Sorry!
Stop it!
Sorry!
Right, I'm taking this off now. Right.
Slipped.
I hate this game. This is not on tomorrow, is it?
I think you have the decision as to whether you like the game or
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it'll be back
no,
again.
It's cancelled. Goodbye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, listen, is this a bit wrong? Because I feel a bit bad about this. I saw this and I think it's just wrong. Listen to this.
My name is Pranal Vera. I'm 6 years old.
Right, so this is a six-year-old kid from America.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of those, you know, those genius kids?
Oh,
the
amazing.
Really, really brainy ones.
April 6, 2009 is a Monday. 7 times 7 equals 49. October 29, 2009 is a Thursday. 7 times 11, 77. August 26, 2008 is a Tuesday. 7 times 14, 98. Barack Obama and his wife was both born on a Friday.
Wow.
So he knows times tables and dates.
Yeah, he can tell you what day any date is.
I know that but knowing a times table is quite useful, but why would you need to know that?
Why?
Like, what day of the week is on? Like, what's the 7th of October 2009? Oh, that's a Wednesday.
What use is that of? Well,
yeah.
No, because all the time you're like, right, you look on your calendar and what day is that? That would come in useful.
The one that speaks, checking to see if I've got it right now.
Right.
It's not, I don't think.
I mean, he's a really cute kid, don't get me wrong.
It is! Oh my God, I'm a child genius! Except I'm not a child anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just a genius.
Only you're not six.
Not really.
He also can tell you all the American states in alphabetical order, which is handy to know.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California.
He carries on like that. I won't bore you with the whole of the...
He should be watching cartoons.
I know. That's what's just a bit weird about it. He knows all of them, though.
West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
See, I went from A to W there and then the end of the alphabet because I thought it would be a bit boring.
He did get all the others, then.
He did get them, yeah. Yeah. But you know these kind of kids?
Just sit there swatting.
Yeah. So he's 6 years old. Now, he was invited on this American talk show on TV where they asked him, what day is November the 19th, 2011? Mm-hmm. What day will that fall on?
Well, he's got a 1 in 7 chance of getting it right, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he's a child genius, remember? He's going to get it right. Listen.
Okay. November 19, 2011. Okay, November 19, 2011. November 19, 2011. November 19, Sunday?
Oh, Saturday.
But that was so close.
Yes!
I shouldn't laugh. That's awful, but it's very funny that you got it wrong.
Is it wrong that I punched the air and went, yes, when he got it wrong?
He's just so smug, isn't he?
Yeah.
Bless him.
And then all the excuses start coming out.
I know that December 2011, what day each day in December was.
Uh-huh.
So I was trying to think what day would all November be.
Excuses.
They didn't ask him December, though, did they? They wanted November. What use is he?
Well, he's a really nice lad, but like these genius ones are everywhere, aren't they? Part of me felt sorry for him, but part of me was like, ha-ha, yes, for once, just for once, you're wrong. Because they're better at everything.
I don't like it when little children are better than...
No, I really don't. So they're young kids, better at sport, better at maths, better at computer games.
Better at naming days of the week.
Better in knowing all the states in alphabetical order. I can't do that.
You should give them a run for your money now you've got your file of facts.
November 19, Sunday?
Oh, Saturday.
But that was so close.
Yeah, see, I punched the air again. Close sunshine, but no cigar. Right, I'm going to play this now. Right, Becky.
Mm-hmm.
This is someone playing the piano.
Right.
How old do you think this person is? Are you reenacting piano playing with your fingers?
I'm trying to work out, if you're really tiny, I don't think your fingers would stretch over the keys that well, so it must be a certain age to have big enough hands.
How old do you reckon?
15.
That was Shuan. 4.
No!
Yes.
How on earth do her little fingers get over the keyboard? Has she got a miniature version?
Unbelievable.
She was amazing.
Yeah. It's annoying being beaten by children. Right, here's Ellie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's 5, and she can play the violin. Remember, she's 5 years of age.
Thank you.
isn't she?
She could just be miming.
No, she's not.
How do you know?
I just know. Right, I've taken the liberty of bringing a violin in, Becky. Right. Now, what, are you 20 years older than that kid,
yeah.
Ellie?
Yeah, so okay. I should have had 20 years practice. This is the first time I've ever done one okay. done a violin.
Well, good luck.
What do you do? Do I put my chin on this black bit?
That's it.
My fat face doesn't work with it. Okay.
Okay, go.
Oh, I sound like Carl I. Joe. That's good, isn't
it? You see, a five-year-old. A five-year-old is better
again.
Than you.
I didn't take a violin to work that out.
Again? And here's Ellie doing it. Yeah.
If I had some music, I'd be amazing.
Okay, go play along then. Play along.
My heart.
Play along.
Oh, I don't know it off my heart, do I?
Okay, stop now.
Thanks.
And that is why when the child genius got the day wrong.
November 19th, Sunday?
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday, but that was so close.
I did punch the air. Mm. I feel bad about it. But they're just better than me at everything. And I'm not keen on it. Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
This is Kaz.
Hello, where are you?
I'm in Stoke-on-Trent.
Okay, what are you saying?
Well, I just wanted to know if my son classes as a child genius because he's 3 and he can transform all his Transformers and they're for 8 years and up.
Right, so he's 3?
He's 3.
And he can do Transformers for an 8-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, they got it all wrong in America. Like, that guy can do the States in alphabetical order, but he can't do Transformers.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. What's your son's name?
Connor.
Connor is a genius.
Thank you.
He is. It's official.
I'll tell him tonight when he gets home.
Well, you do that, because I can't do that. I can't do Transformers for 8-year-old.
Can't you?
No, I feel inadequate.
To be honest with you, Scott, I can't do them either.
Exactly. I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We just spoke to Kaz a minute ago on the phone. Her 3-year-old can do Transformers for an 8-year-old, and we decided that he was a child genius. But you notice, I didn't pick up on this at the time. I was like, yes, your son's a genius. He's 3, he's a genius. And she's like, oh, thanks, I'll tell him when he gets home. Where, a lot of people point out on the text, where has he gone? He's 3. Hard day in the office.
Maybe he's that one off the toilet roll adverts. You know, the little kid in the suit that like runs the toilet roll factory.
Radio 1. Kaz, text back, where's he gone? He'll be home soon, doing a late shift at NASA. Radio 1 Podcasts. You know, our podcast is available like all over the world and stuff. Paul in Atlanta, he's originally from Bristol, but he has emailed me because he's in work in Atlanta at the moment, in Georgia, and he downloads it every day, and he thought we might like this. Thanks for this, Paul. It's Wife Swap, the American one, which is a lot better in America, I think you'll find. I like Wife Swap here, but the one in America is brilliant because there's just so many different characters.
It's like extreme version,
I love it. Like this lady.
Our house is full of pranksters. Some of our favorites include drawing on people's faces when they fall asleep and collecting farts in a bottle.
Did she realise halfway through that she'd actually just admitted that that's what her family did?
She's the other one. She's reading out the note that's been left to her by the other family. So you collect farts in bottles, you say? Wow. Do you think they've got like a whole cellar?
Oh, gross.
All right, here's the kid's mum, the kids who put their farts in bottles.
You know what? Why not let them feel the centre of the universe while they're at home growing up? That's how kids should grow up.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you feel the centre of the universe? By bottling your farts?
Collecting farts in a bottle.
Yeah. So that's good. Thanks for that, Paul. Also...
I'm just trying to work out the logistics of even doing that. Would you need a big jar or like a... Does like one of those wide mouth cola bottles work?
And also, like, you have to be prepared for that, don't you? Oh, hang on, I've got one coming. Right, get the jar. Also, Paul sent me this, which is a TV show in America, which is like a motivational TV show called Living the Lie.
Oh, I love this sort of thing.
Which is the weirdest thing I've seen for a while. Listen to this.
Most importantly, I left with the decisions that I needed to meet my deadline. Sure. I still felt a little stupid that I forgot my pants. I also had a grin on my face because I didn't let that become a barrier to going on with my day. I was having a bodacious moment. And believe me, if I can have a BOMO, you can too.
Seriously.
I'm having a BOMO to get my pants tomorrow.
I want a BOMO.
did you forget to put your pants on?
Sure. I still felt a little stupid that I forgot my pants. I was having a bodacious moment. And believe me, if I can have a BOMO, you can too.
I feel a bit left out.
I'm going to have a BOMO tomorrow.
Shall we have BOMO day tomorrow?
Definitely.
The all-new Scott Mills Show, now with BOMO. Also, we're talking about the podcast. All my birthday messages are on there at the moment.
Including the amazing message from Wing.
Oh, Wing's actually emailed me today.
Has she?
Love her, yeah.
What's she just saying?
She's got a new CD.
Right.
And she's going to do on it, Beat It by Michael Jackson. And also Man in the Mirror.
Oh.
How's that going to work? Oh, I love her. I'll email her back tonight and say that sounds good.
Are you going to fly her over again?
What, for the big weekend?
Yeah.
Swindon!
Coming up soon.
Wing! Maybe not this time, actually. Sorry, Wing, if you're listening.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.